Welcome back to the Luke Page Podcast. Hey, have you had any goals or milestones that you've been chasing as of late? Well, this week's episode is all about why chasing those things will make you unhappy and what to do instead. All right, here we go. You're listening to the Luke Page Podcast, the number one podcast specifically made for coaches. Get ready for out-of-the-box conversations from the world's leading coaches and experts. We're going to be talking all things business, health, happiness, and just being the most amazing human being that you can. Why? Well, I ask, why not? You see, we're only here once. We've got one life, so let's make this thing count. I believe that we can have it all. All the money, all the love, all the joy, all the success, all the excitement. I'm here for all of it. And if you are too, then come along with me. Let's do this.
Okay. I'm a bit more, this is going to be a little bit more of a mellow potty today. Just chilling out on the couch. I normally do my potties from my desk and I stand up. I've got one of those kind of sit-stand desks. So a lot of the time I'm standing up. Majority of the time, I'll probably say from a split point of view, I would say 95% of the time I'm standing up at my desk. So it's just kind of the way I roll. I thought I'd do this potty sitting down the couch just because I'm fighting something. My body's a little bit run down. Our son Louis has been a little bit sick this week, so I think I've just caught a little bit from him. It's only a mild sickness, but I'm just taking it easy. I'm also doing a 31-day challenge of yoga every day. So that amongst me also working out, like when I do weights, I don't do heavy weights. It's kind of like medium weights. So my body's been put under a little bit more physical stress lately. So I think it's just that extra exercising plus Louis getting sick is maybe a little bit run down, so I'm just kind of chilling out. So you know what? I got this new book. It's called The 12-Week Year by Brian P. Morgan. It's all about how to get more done in 12 weeks than others do in 12 months. Have you heard of it? I actually got recommended this book twice in the last couple of weeks, and I previously had never heard from it. And when something like that happens, I take it as a sign that it's meant for me. So if it's a book recommendation, something like that happens, I would normally go out there and buy it. I don't read too many books. Probably only, I don't know. I'd say a handful a year. Maybe let's say, maybe one every 2 months. So 6 books a year, roughly. I'm not a massive book reader. So, I don't just read books. Oh, I've just got a deposit's come into my bank account. I've got these little... I've recently set up notifications on my phone to let me know when deposits come into my bank account. So, it's pretty cool because you get these little notifications saying money has come into your account. So, it's always a nice notification to get. Makes you feel good. If you haven't got that set up, I think most bank accounts and platforms you can do it. If you haven't got it set up, it's just a good way to kind of for like a money attraction point of view. Get it set up. Get like the notification set up on your phone whenever money comes into your account. Just a little hack, a little abundance hack that one. So I want to jump on today to share a little milestone of our potty. We hit 10,000 downloads. Yee-hee-hoo. And the crowd goes wild. 10,000 downloads. Now, it's a cool little milestone to hit for us. But it's also tiny. I mean, like some podcasts are getting 10,000 downloads in literally two seconds. And it's only taken us almost 5 years to get there and, 160 episodes to get there.
but it's still a milestone for us, right? And when I started this podcast back in 2019, I made the decision back then because I'm like, what should I call it? And there's kind of two ways. If you're a coach, there's kind of two ways you can go with like naming your podcast. You can go down the path of more of a kind of like a product type podcast. And what I mean by that, let's just say that I'm in the coaching industry and I'm creating a podcast for coaches. I call the podcast something to do with coaches. So it could be like the Coaching Business Podcast or Grow Your Coaching Business, something like that, right? The second way is to go down the path of a personal brand where you basically call it whatever your name is. And I decided to go down the path of the personal brand. And usually what happens is when you go down that path, your growth is usually slower. Usually. And this is why. Is, you know, I'm not big and I'm not super well known around the world. So when you're not super well known and you're building a personal brand, you don't have a huge personal brand, yeah, because you're not super well known. So when my podcast comes up in search results to an audience who have never heard of me, yeah, and they see the Luke Page podcast, they don't really know what it is unless they click into it, right? And think about it. How many podcasts do you click into where you don't know the name of the person? Yeah, you just see a podcast, you see their name, and you're just like, I've got plenty of time on my hands. Yeah, I'm just going to click onto this podcast and read through it and see what it's all about. You just generally don't do it. So if it's a personal brand podcast, meaning that it's like the name of the creator, usually what happens is that people will, once they know of the podcast, they'll search that person, right? Or if they are happening to, you know, if the podcast does come up in their feed, if they recognize the person, they click into it, right? So like I was kind of saying is that, you know, I was starting this podcast 2019, I was starting my business then. So I had no personal brand. It was the very beginning and known by no one and had nothing. It was nothing. So building a personal brand of a podcast where no one knew you, no one's going to listen to it. On the other side is, let's just say I called it Coaching Business or Grow Your Coaching Business or Coaching Business 101. Not the best names, but whatevs, right? You get the idea. If a coach comes across my podcast and they haven't heard of me, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter as much. They're more likely to click into it because if there's, you got a coach and they want to grow their business and this podcast comes up onto their page and it's like, grow your coaching business. And they're like, hell yeah, I want to coach my business. And what's this podcast? So they're more likely to click into it, which means that you're more likely to get a bigger audience listening in. And you think over the span of 160 episodes, which we've now done, and over the span of almost 5 years, how much that cold audience would accumulate to getting more downloads and listens over time, to getting more subscribers, to getting more reviews. But I decided not to go that way because of my long-term plan. I decided to call it the Luke Page Podcast and go the personal brand, even though I had no personal brand. Because of, I just had in my mind, I'm like, you know what? This podcast, I ain't in a rush and I'm just here for the next 10 years. I'm thinking about 10 years from now. I'm thinking about in 10 years' time, I want to have created a personal brand that is fucking great. It's got great foundations, does great stuff, good reputation. And it's all about what I'm into, right? What I want to be able to do is in 10 years' time, I want to be able to create a personal brand so I can do whatever I want and I'm not locked into something, right? If I create a podcast that's about coaching and for building, helping people build their coaching business, in 10 years' time, let's just say I build a massive audience around that and they're all coaches listening to me, then I decide to pivot or decide to get into something else or decide to launch a product-based business or something like that, then I've got an audience which are no longer my audience.
Hey, I just want to quickly jump in here to tell you about this awesome new training that I put together. It's called the 3 Steps to Get to 10K a Month as a Coach. Now, if you're a coach and you're currently making under 10K each month and you want to know how you can get there for yourself, how you can be doing 10K months, month after month, then you probably want to check out this really awesome training. I've kept it short, only goes for 14 minutes. You don't even need to opt in, so save your email for another spammer. To watch it, head to lukepage.com.au/10K. I'm going to pop that link in the show notes. But anyway, let's get back to the episode.
So yeah, ever since I started this business, I always had that plan where I'm like, hey, I'm over the next decade, I'm just committing to building a personal brand. So when that time comes in 10 years time, I've built everything to the point where it's not like it's all over, but I built everything to the point where I've got a personal brand now and I can move into industries and niches because the brand is me. So I can jump into a product-based business, right? Or I can jump into another service-based business. Or I can help a completely different type of coach or area or niche. So yeah, that's kind of been my, that's just been my plan from the beginning. So with the podcast, I just haven't been in a rush. I've just been like, yeah, cool. I'm here for a long term. And in the beginning, for the first 2.5-3 years or so, I just took it really slow. I only released an episode once every 2 to 3 weeks. And it wasn't super serious stuff. I was building it at my pace. I was building it at a point where I kind of felt comfortable with, where I still allowed me to enjoy things, but still allowed me to, keep up with the workload of everything else that I was doing. And I think, yeah, I was about 2.5-3 years in where I'm like, all right, I think it's time to step the podcast up. It's time to kind of take it to the next level. So, for the last maybe close to 2 years, it's been a more active podcast where I'm focusing on it more. You know, I've got someone helping me build the podcast. So, I think once you have a team helping you do things, you can do more work and get more done. So yeah, that's kind of where it's been at the last couple of years, right? And where to from here is, it's just like we've just got it going. That's what it is. You know, when we hit 10,000 downloads, getting back to the 10,000 downloads thing, and a lot of podcasts getting 10,000 downloads in 2 seconds. Why it is a decent number is because getting back to the personal brand, they're 10,000 downloads from majority of people that actually know me. They're not, if I released a podcast about anxiety, so many people suffer from anxiety. I would have, maybe if I got it more specific than that, right? Anxiety for nurses, yeah, or something like that. But if you had a podcast like that, you can easily get thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of downloads very, very quickly because a lot of people around the world suffer from that and they don't necessarily need to listen and know the person who they're listening to because it's just like, hey, I suffer from this problem. I don't really care who I'm listening to about. I just need help and I want to relate to someone, right? With what I'm doing, the 10,000 downloads, it's a cool milestone because majority of those people actually know me. What's going to happen from here basically is the first 10,000 downloads came really slow, but the next 10,000 downloads will come fast. And I want to admit one thing around this kind of this milestone thing. You know, I got a notification the other day when, you know, it said, congrats, your podcast has hit 10,000 downloads. And technically we would have hit 10,000 downloads months ago because we hosted our podcast when I first launched it. I hosted it on a different podcast host. And when I transferred to my current podcast host, the number of downloads and shit didn't cross over. So there's like a bunch of months where the data hasn't crossed over to the current platform. So technically we'd have hit it a number of months ago, but that doesn't really matter. Yeah, I just wanted to say about kind of chasing goals and milestones and stuff like that. I think a lot of the time we have this idea of like, oh, when I want to hit 10,000 followers, and you got this idea, once I hit 10,000 followers, oh, life's going to be great. Or once I make $100,000 in my business, life's going to be great. Oh, yeah. Once I hit 10,000 downloads of my podcast, then I've made it. But it's just not the case. A lot of the time, you know, you have some nice feelings. You know, when I got that notification that I hit 10K downloads, I had a little smile, yeah. I smiled for half a second and I'm like, yeah, cool. That was it. I didn't feel any different and my life didn't change or anything like that. And it was just like, it was a moment. And I was like, oh, it's cool. Awesome. We did it. But it was like, all right, what's next? Time to move on. So, yeah, like being so attached to outcomes and targets and milestones, thinking that it's you know, your life's going to be, as soon as I reach that or get that, then everything's going to be great. It's really not the case. And a lot of the time, you know, you do get these awesome feelings for whether it's a moment like me, yeah, half a second, or whether it's for a couple of hours or a couple of days. But then it just moves on. One thing that I did, you know, once I got that notification, I had that little smile. I did think about, I thought about the journey of creating this podcast. That's what it made me think about. And it just made me think about just how much I've grown. You know, you probably wouldn't believe it, but, you know, when I first started this thing, I was like scared to interview people. I remember my first interview. Oh my gosh, so funny. It was with this guy, Travis. He was on Shark Tank. And I was like trembling. Trembling. I was trembling to interview this dude. It was my first interview and I was so scared. I used to, and this is only of late actually, I used to struggle doing a solo episode. I used to struggle to speak and put a sentence together. And I was like, I always like found, hey, I need to speak to people so I can bounce off them. But when it came time to doing a solo episode, I found it hard to find my groove. I would say I'm stronger when I've got someone to interview than doing a solo episode. But yeah, a year ago, I really struggled doing solo episodes. I'm much better now, but I'm still working on it. What else? Yeah, I used to, like, I'd need notes and stuff. Like, if I'm going to interview someone, I'd need to have a series of questions, like, all sorted out. Now I just go on the fly. Like, I just have someone in front of me. Whatever questions come to me, I just ask them. It's just like so many things when I look back where it's just a version of me that's almost unrecognizable now. And getting back to that milestone thing, you know, if you're chasing goals in life and thinking that, oh, when I hit the 10,000 followers, everything's going to be all sweet. I just got to get to 10,000 followers. I've heard countless people talk about their goals when they reach them and when they finally reach them, almost like it's not what they expected. Who was I listening to the other day? Some sports person. Oh, that's it. Okay, so surfing. So who was it? Pretty sure it was John Florence. If you're not into surfing, John Florence is my favorite surfer. He's this guy from Hawaii, right? And he won the world title a number of years ago. And that's, if you're a surfer, that's the only thing you want to do, right? Is win the world title. If you're going to be a surfer who competes, your goal is just to win the world title. And the amount of work, and it's not like it's a five-year pursuit. If you're going to be at that level, you're generally, you know, you're surfing when you're born. Like you're born into this world and you start surfing after a few years, when you're a few years of age. So it's like a 20, 30-year pursuit for most surfers who win the world championship. So it's like their whole life, yeah? They don't know anything different. It's just like they're born into this world, they get into surfing, whether they're introduced because they've got a surfing family or whether they just get into it. But that's their life, right? And it's they live for it, they breathe it, that's it, and they finally win it. And John Johnson, he finally won the world surfing competition. And he said it was amazing in the moment, yeah? I got to hold up the cup. And that night we got to party. We partied for a couple of days and it was an amazing feeling, right? But then once that was done after a couple of days, he was almost like this feeling of, fuck, that's it. It's done. Everything that I lived for is now over. It's finished. Everything that I've been working towards, dreaming about, obsessing over, battling for, fighting for, it's done. Gone in a moment. And then they almost had this feeling of, fuck, what am I here to do? What's the point of my life? What's next? That type of thing.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying today's episode so far. Make sure you click subscribe to stay up to date because we release a new podcast every single week. And if you're getting value out of this, then share it. Share it with the world. Share it with someone that you know that would also benefit from it. And hey, tag us over on Instagram at Luke_Page and we'll give you a shout out for the support. Thank you so much. Let's get back into this.
So you'll find that a lot of people where they go after a milestone or a target or a goal and they want it, need it so bad, that type of thing. A lot of the time that's what happens. For the ones that actually achieve it, yeah, hey, there's great feelings in the moment, but then there's almost a feeling of, fuck, is that it? Yeah. What do we learn out of this? Well, what do we learn out of it is it's the cliche thing. It's really like doing your best to soak up everything that you're doing in the moment. doing your best to soak up everything you have in the moment. You know, there's always going to be good and bad things about where you are in your journey. You're always going to have things and you're always going to not have things. An example might be if you're early on, let's just say you're building a podcast, right? Maybe you're early on right now and building a podcast and you just want, I just want those fans and I want those downloads. I want my podcast to be massive and I won't be able to have heaps of guests on and all that shit, right? You don't have that. But what do you do have right now? You have time. You have plenty of freedom on maybe what you talk about. You have little to no pressure to produce a super quality episode. You see, when you get what you want, which is all the kind of the successful podcast, you have all that, right? But do you know what you lose? You lose what you had in the early stages. You lose the time. Now you're under pressure to perform. Now you don't have the freedom to talk about whatever you want because you're kind of boxed in to a little area now. You got this audience that rely on you. Maybe you got sponsors and they're paying you a lot of money. Maybe you've got sponsorship deal with your podcast and that's your basically income. And you can't talk about certain topics now. So that's always going to happen. It's always going to happen throughout our life is that we always like, oh, I just want all that stuff. But as soon as you get that stuff, in order to get that stuff, you have to give up the things that you have right now. So it's almost like no matter what you get in life or no matter what you achieve or what level you get to, you're always going to have something that you want and you're something that you're going without. So it's like the rich man. The rich man can have and afford any food that he wants, can eat whenever he wants, can have what he wants when it comes to food, right? The poor man cannot. The poor man is always worrying about his next meal when he gets it. And he can't eat a whole lot.
But when the poor moon man does get food, he's so grateful for it. And when the poor man gets food, and even at a something that the rich man wouldn't even eat, maybe it's something slightly special for the poor man, but the taste of the food when he gets meal is just so special. It means so much for him. And that there, that specialness, the uniqueness, the gratitude that the poor man has for when he gets to eat, that rich man can never get ever again. Can you kind of see the polarity here? The rich man wants to have that feeling again, but he'll never get it because he can have food whenever he wants and he can get whatever type of food he wants. So, yes. Well, there you go, eh? Here's my waffle for today. I think we might end this podcast here. Anyway, it's been delightful speaking to you all today. Hey there, I hope you loved today's episode. And if you did, I would really appreciate if you could leave us a review on the platform that you're listening to this on right now. You see, your help and support allows us to spread this podcast across the world, and we can't do it without you. Apart from that, make sure you're following us over on Instagram at Luke_Page.